No matter what kind of dad you have, or maybe don't have, you still have a father who loves you perfectly. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Father's Day can bring all kinds of feelings, some good and some really hard. And for some of us, it's just complicated. But here's something that never changes. God isn't just like a father. He's the perfect father. He made you and he loves you. And if you know Jesus, you're his child. Let's talk about that more in today's devotion, Preparing for Father's Day by Emily Acker. When Father's Day comes around, how do you feel? Maybe you have a great relationship with your dad and you're excited to celebrate him. Praise God for that. Or maybe you wish that it was any day but this one. Maybe you decide you'll treat it just like a normal day. But that's not so easy to do. You go to church and the message is all about fathers. Your friends can't hang out with you because they're spending time with their dads. It's pretty much impossible to avoid thinking about what's missing in your life. If Father's Day is difficult for you, you're not alone. There are others who feel the same way, and they're feeling the sting of this day along with you. But you also have an amazing God by your side, one who wants more than anything to be your father. If you ever wonder how much God cares for you, what lengths he would go to for you, look at the cross. God the Father sent Jesus, who is God the Son, to live among us and reveal the Father's love to us. Ultimately, Jesus suffered and died on the cross so that we could become God's children. It was worth it to him to give up everything so he could be with us. No matter what your situation is with your earthly father, whether you never met him, you lost him, things aren't as good as you'd like them to be, or things are great, you have something to celebrate on Father's Day. God made you. He chose to make you. He chose to be your father. He is there for you at any hour. When you cry out in fear or pain, he hears you. Because he loves you, he will always choose you, always be there for you, never give up on you. God is greater than any other father we celebrate on this day. And if you know Jesus, he is your father. So what are you thinking and feeling after hearing today's Devo? How do you feel about Father's Day? If you've put your trust in Jesus, believing he died and rose again to save you, then you are God's child forever. He's your father and he delights in you. Consider taking some time to tell him about whatever's on your mind. You can be honest about any pain or loss you're experiencing. He longs to wrap you in his arms, minister to your hurts, and remind you of his compassionate love. Now, as you and I can read in 1 John 3:1, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. And dig deeper in your Bible for more. In Psalm 68, verses 4 through 6, John 1, 9 through 14, and Ephesians 1, 5, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and you've got a chance to help your siblings grow closer to Jesus and have some fun while doing it. Keys for Kids Radio. We share the gospel through music and stories that are made just for them. So you can help them get the Keys for Kids app or listen live at keysforkids.net. Come back for tomorrow's Father's Day devotion with Natalie, How God is Our Perfect Father. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.